How much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. More severe weather has hit the South. A tornado touched down in eastern Mississippi a short time ago. Storms have knocked out power to hundreds of thousands in the region as the heat and humidity climb. Michael Ottavino is a meteorologist for KTVT in Dallas, Texas.
This is the first excessive heat warning into effect for the Metroplex for this season, and we're seeing it so early, probably the first of many.
Golfer Wyndham Clark wins the U.S. Open.
You know, I hit some great shots coming down at the end, and although I made a couple bogeys and it seemed like maybe the rails were coming off, I was inside pretty calm. So I'm really pleased with myself with how I performed.
A gunman kills a Pennsylvania state trooper and injured another before a fierce gun battle killed that shooter. State Police Commissioner Christopher Paris says it could have been much worse.
It's a miracle that no members of the public were injured or killed as a result.
CBS News Brief. I'm Matt Piper.
Identify yourself.
WCFW-FM and WCFW-HD1, Chippewa Falls, Eau Claire, and the entire Chippewa Valley.
A Civic Media radio station.
FM has always stood for fine music. And now, FM stands for fun music, too. This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7.
CFW. Chippewa Valley.
Yeah. 1057 CFW.
Recently hired me at 105.7 is because I can pronounce the letter W the way it's supposed to be pronounced. Lots of other inferior voice guys use W or W. Not me. I can say 105.7 CHW perfectly. 105.7 CFW.
unbelievable. Unbelievable.
105.7 CFW.
What you got is oh so sweet.
1057 CFW. Fun music.
Lots and lots of fun.
All day long.
105.7 CFW.
So baby, what?
you a home out to dry. It was easy to keep all your lies in disguise, 'cause you had me in deep with the devil in your eyes. Tell me what it takes to let you go. Tell me how the pain's supposed to go. Tell me how it is that you can't sleep in the night without thinking you lost everything that was good in your life to the toss of the
forecast. I'm Corey Hartman. For tonight, scattered showers and storms. We'll see a low around 62, becoming sunny on your Monday, a high near 87, mostly clear and low 60s Monday night. Tuesday, sunshine, a high near 88. Tuesday night, clear and 60, sunshine and back to near 90 on Wednesday. Currently 66 degrees.
CFW.
Vision in white. How to get your pants so tight.
to drop the top, baby. Now let's cruise on into this better than ever street.
Seven CFW.
Do you ever feel like a plastic bag drifting through the wind, wanting to start again? Do you ever feel this so paper thin, like a house of cards, one blow from caving in?
This is fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Fall Creek. This is 105.7 CFW.
This is 105.7 CFW.
Yeah. what's happening at CFW.
Celebrate June Dairy Month at the Farmer Appreciation Dinner on Wednesday night, June 21st from 4 to 8. The special event at the Northern Wisconsin State Fairgrounds in Chippewa Falls will recognize the importance of agriculture in our area. Enjoy a dine-in or carry-out dinner and some ice cream, along with music and fun for the kids. Find more information at chippewachamber.org.
Think about hot summer days and plunging into the pool at just the right moment to cool off.
Cannonball!
Think 105.7 CFW. It's 105 days of summer fun.
Thank you.
is 105.7 CFW.
This ain't no disco. It ain't no country club either. This is L.A.
All I want to do is have a little fun before I die. Sit the man next to me out of nowhere. It's apropos of nothing. He says his name. Buddy, and he's played ugly to me.
Attention. If you're a person who dislikes fun, please tune away now. Are they gone? Yeah, good. Okay. If you live in the Valley, you can pick up oldie stations and kids stations. And, well, we thought it was time for some fun. You know, this world doesn't have enough fun in it. So we put together a radio station that has a great time playing the music you grew up with. And we sprinkle in a good dose of fun. Nothing wrong with fun. Life's too short. So come on along with us and enjoy the fun ride on the Fun Music Station, 105.7 CFW.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
Look up cheese curds, you'll find this basic definition. Wet pieces of curdled milk. Well, it should also include the word delicious. As we continue to celebrate June Dairy Month, do you know how much milk is needed to make 1 pound of cheese curds? 16 ounces, 64 ounces, or 160 ounces, 10 pounds of milk? The answer coming up.
It actually is a sound of freshness.
Rachel Kerr is talking about squeaky curds. She's with the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin and a bit of a cheese nerd.
Those elastic protein strands rub against the enamel of your teeth and create that characteristic sound.
The squeak turns stretchy when battered and deep fried. Some believe the idea to fry globs of cheese happened by accident. I consider it a happy accident. Okay, so did you guess it takes 10 pounds of milk to make 1 pound of curds? Now we want to know your favorite and where do you get your squeaky or deep fried curds? Go to our Civic Media Facebook page to share your answers. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
CBS News Brief. A tornado has ripped through Bay Springs, Mississippi. The sheriff there says it caused injuries, damaged homes, and downed power lines. Hundreds of thousands are still in the dark in the South. Michael Corbin is with the Southwestern Electric Power Company in Louisiana.
It's going to be tedious. There's a process involved because we often have to assess what needs to be done, get any trees out of the way, set new poles, then hang new wires.
Natasha Finder was working at a music festival in central Washington state when a gunman killed two people, part of a weekend of deadly shootings.
My heart was racing. I mean, I was just kind of scared because, like, what's going on?
Talks with a Chinese diplomat with Secretary of State Blinken.